Invite positivity into your life. Here are 8 strategies to keep you on track. 1. Follow the good. Look and listen for good signs, positive news, beauty, and fascinating things, and then latch onto them. Talk about them, share them, savor them, amplify them, and run with them. Imagine you just tapped into a vein of gold in the earth, and now you want to follow that vein. Jump from one good thing to the next. Make a game out of it. 2. Generate more positivity in the world. This is especially important if you find it hard to generate your own optimism. Point the people around you toward the positive, even if you feel dark inside. Create the vein of gold that you can then follow by asking people about their lives, their kids, and their dreams. You will ignite a light in someone else that will lead you in the right direction, and then keep doing it. Deliver genuine compliments. Help others to see the bright side of whatever they're grappling with. It's often easier to do for others than for yourself. 3. Get out of the dirt. Following the gold vein is as much a matter of not choosing to veer into the dirt as it is a choice to follow the gold. Catch yourself choosing to indulge in negativity and be disciplined about shifting your attention to something else. It's like breaking an addiction. Notice which of your friends or family members have a "this sucks" mentality, and A, hang out with them less. This is especially important if you feel incapable of staying upbeat in their presence. B, find the humor in their perennial negativity, like Eeyore and Winnie the Pooh, and laugh inside. And C, don't let them enroll you or throw you off your gold vein. Also, choose your media consciously. Stop watching feel-bad videos and avoid tragic news unless it truly serves a purpose. 4. Tweet, post, and comment responsibly. The stories and opinions you choose to share shape who you are in the world, plus who and what you attract. Are you a positive influence on your environment or a negative one? Before you click post, look at what you've written. If it's a snarky comment or it amounts to, "Doesn't this suck?" just delete it. You won't feel any regret. 5. Respond with humor to situations that would otherwise make you angry, irritated, or anxious. It can be hard, but if your habit is to relinquish the whole gold vein just because of some stupid situation, then you simply cannot engage with it in an adversarial way. Be imperturbable. Go on a drama fast. Stay committed to your positivity. 6. Stop looking for the problems. Lose the belief that finding problems and errors makes you smart or likable. People who enjoy finding what's wrong with everything rarely care much about looking for solutions. 7. Know what you want. Most of us spend so much time thinking about our current problems and the undesired future situations that we hope to avoid that we have a clearer sense of what we don't want than what we do want. Know with laser-like precision what kind of life you want and replace the habit of dwelling on what you don't want with savoring what you have and eagerly anticipating the great things that are coming. Unfortunately, there just isn't a magical way to change the way you think. You just have to put in the work. 8. Don't expect yourself to be happy all the time. If you're in a funk, focusing on the disparity between how you're feeling and how you think you should be feeling will usually make you feel worse. If, on a theoretical scale of happiness from 1 to 10, you're feeling like a 2, don't shoot for immediately feeling like a 10. Shoot for feeling like a 3 first. Usually this can be accomplished by simply ceasing to fight with what you're experiencing. Accept it. Breathe. Stop making it wrong. Tell yourself, "This is just what I'm feeling in this moment. I'm open to the possibility of feeling a little bit better." If you make it to a 3, aim next for a 4. Then review the previous 7 recommendations. See if there's some beauty you can appreciate. See if there's some negativity you can let go of, even if just for a moment. See if there's someone else you can turn your attention to instead of yourself. The gold vein may feel at times like a very fine gold thread, but you will find it again. Positivity improves your health. Becoming more deliberate about the quality of our thinking affects us beyond our own perception. It can actually change our body. Research shows that positive thinking is associated with a faster rate of recovery after surgery, better chances of surviving certain cancers, slower progression of HIV and atherosclerosis, lower risk of heart failure, lower blood pressure, and less pain. These beneficial effects probably apply to a certain extent in nearly all illness. There's been a general recognition of the advantages of positive thinking on health for a few decades now, and this connection isn't a stretch for most people. What's emerging in new research is a bit more mind-blowing. Beyond the resilience that optimism confers on us, certain kinds of thinking can act like training, producing the same kinds of responses in the body that physical activity would. Multiple studies have shown that when people imagine exercising, the same nerve cells are activated as when the exercise is actually performed. An imagined exercise even causes significant gains in muscle strength. A similar phenomenon was demonstrated in a study on piano playing. Participants who imagined practicing piano learned a song almost as well as those who actually practiced. Clearly, the mind is a powerful tool.